ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குருச்சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். பிருகதாரண்யக உபநிஷத் சாப்டர் 6 மந்த்ரா 6.1.7. தேக இமே பிராணாஹ அகம் ஸ்ரேயசே விபதமானாஹ ப்ரஹ்ம ஜக்முஹு தத்தோச்சுஹு கோனோ வசிஷ்ட இதி யஸ்மின் வ உத்க்ராந்தே இதம் ஷரீரம் பாபீயோ மன்யந்தே மன்யதே சவோபசிஷ்டி. இமே பிராணாக விவிதமானாக. ஸோ ஆல் தீஸ் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ் தே ஆர் ஆல் கால்டு ஹியர் பிராணாக. நார்மலி பிராணா இஸ் தி பஞ்ச பிராணாஸ் பட் வி ஷுட் ரிமெம்பர் தட் தி ஞானேந்திரியாஸ் கர்மேந்திரியாஸ் மைண்ட் சித்தா புத்தி அகங்காரா தே ஆர் ஆல்சோ கால்டு பிராணா. வாய்? Prana alone gives life to every sense organ. So the very life, the very essence in every sense organ is prana. And therefore, their very name is prana itself. Because of this name itself, we can say that prana is superior. There is no need for any debate at all. Prana is the tattvam of every sense organ. That itself indicates the superiority of prana. But the organs, they did not understand that. That is why in the Shastra, we use two expressions to denote prana. One is called Mukhya Prana and another is Gauna Prana. This we have seen earlier. So why two expressions? Because the word prana is used for Pancha Prana also. Jnanendriyas, Karmendriyas, Antakaranam also the same name is used. All the 17 parts of Sukshma Shariram, they are also called Prana. So we have got Mukhya Prana and Gauna Prana. Then how to differentiate the original? That is the reason we have two different names, Mukhya Prana and Mukhya Prana means the Pancha Prana is equal to Prana, Apana, Vyana, Udana and Samana. And Gauna Prana means the Jnanendriyas, Karmendriyas, Antakaranam, all that. Therefore, the Upanishad says, Prana, which includes Mukhya Prana and Amukhya Prana, Sarve Api Vividamanaha. All of them, they were arguing. Vividamanaha, they were all arguing. The argument was what? Aham Shreyan. Each one organ claimed that I am the greatest Shreyan. I am the superior most one. They were not able to come to any conclusion among themselves. So they had to go to someone acceptable to both the parties. So they went to whom? The court of Lord Brahmaji, the Supreme Court. So Brahma Jagmuho. So Brahmaji, the creator, the Lord of all, he is the first father, was approached by them, all the organs. First, the debate was regarding Vasishtatva Guna. We saw this Vasishtatva Guna in the last class. Therefore, they asked Brahmaji, What they said, Naha. Naha means Asmakam Madhye, among us. Who is Vasishtaha, the wealthiest? That's the question. And when the question was asked, the Vagindriyam thought that it would be chosen as the Vasishtaha. And with that fond hope, all the organs also went one by one. And what did Brahmaji do? He could have satisfied Vagindriyam and said that Vak is really Vasishtaha and glory belongs to you. Instead of that, Brahmaji said, Yasmin Vaha Utkrante. Actually, when we split the Sandhi here, so Utkranta is read as Utkrante. Satisatami. So Vaha. Vaha means Yushmakam Madhye among you. So you have to do an experiment among you. Each one organ should quit the body. And you should find in whose quitting the body loses all wealth. And body becomes papiyaha. Literally sinful, papiyaha means, but here asaucham, untouchable and unapproachable. In whose quitting body becomes useless or worthless. So that experiment you should do. So that particular organ must be Vasishtha. Then what happens? Each one started to quit for 1 year. Shankaracharya says, do not ask how can the sense organs walk out of the body and all that. Remember, this is a story. It did not literally happen. Just to glorify prana, the Upanishads give an imaginary story. So kevalam arthavadaha, not something which can really happen. Mantra 6.1.8. Vago chakramam sa samvatsaram proshyam agatya uvacham katham ashakatham madrute jivitumithi te hochuhu yata kala avadantaha vacham prananta pranenam pashyantas chakshusham shurvanta shrotrenam vidvamso manasam prajayamanare tasam evam ajivishmethi praviveshaha vak. So the vag indriyam thought that Vasishtatva guna belongs to it alone, and to prove that it left the body. Vak hai uchakrama, left the body. And for how long? Sa samvatsaram proshya. For 1 year on pilgrimage it went, perhaps. So all the time thinking that the body would suffer because it has left. And agatya, it came back. And uvacha, asked how was the life without me. It found that the person was comfortably living. Therefore, to ask the question, madrute jivitum katham ashakata. How was it that you survived without me? Teha uchuhu. They said, kalaham avadantaha vacha. There are many people who do not have vagindriyam, who are dumb people, and still they happily survived. In fact, they even have special news by sign language and all that, broadcast for them separately. So kalaha means mukaha. There are mukaha means dumb people. Vachaha avadantaha. They are able to conduct lives through other organs. How? Prananta pranena. Even if vagindriyam was not there, they continued to breathe with mukhya prana. And the chakshusha pashyantaha, could see with their eyes. Shrotrena shrunvantaha, they could hear with their ears. Manasam vidvamsaha, they are even great scholars because of their mind. And retasam prajayamanaha, with their upasthendriyam intact, they are even able to get children. Yesham ajivishma, comfortably they were living. In fact, many of the arguments we don't require here, because if there is no vag indriyam, there is no scope for speech at all. So it is not only convenient for them, but also to others. So they lived very comfortably without the vag indriyam. Gossip and rumors, they create all the problems. And the problems are because of vag indriyam only. So maximum problems people have, they are all due to speech. We have already seen this in some other context. Then vag indriyam said, praviveshaha, have vag, then I would join you, prana. So the vagindriyam entered back into the body of the person. How it entered? Humbled, because its arrogance was just blunted. So this story is actually very useful, because whenever we become arrogant and think that we are contributing to family or an organization or a community, we find that when we die, all the people forget that we even existed. Most interesting thing is, after a few years, suppose we write a letter from heaven asking whether we could come back, they may even say, you need not come back because we are all living comfortably without your presence. So we had a similar story in Kena Upanishad also. All devatas were humbled there. Mantra 6.1.9. Chakshurha uchakramam tat samvatsaram proshyam agatya uvacham katam ashakatam madrute jivitumithi ते होचुः यथान्धाः अपश्यन्तः चक्षुषा प्राणन्तप्राणेन वदन्तो वाचा शृण्वन्तश्रोत्रेण विद्वांसो मनसा प्रजायमानारेतसा एवम् अजीविष्मेति प्रविवेशः चक्षुः. Similarly, the eyes, they also quit the body for 1 year and came back thinking that the individual would be suffering without eyes. The other organ says, said also, just as blind people survived without their eyes, we also functioned and the person survived without any problem. So the words are very, very similar in the shloka. So the eyes thought that, you know, pratishtatva gunam, if you remember all this gunam, pratishtatva gunam was because of the eye. And the individual was able to balance because of eyes. But the eyes found that without them, one was able to manage, to walk. In fact, he did everything. The moment I knew that the glory did not belong to the eyes, Chakshuhum Pravivesha. The eyes again felt humbled and entered back into the body. Mantra 10. Shrotram Havuchakramam. Tat samvatsaram proshyam agatyo vacham katamashakatam madrite jivitumithi te hochuhu yatabhadi raham ashrunvanta shrotrenam prananta pranenam padanto vacham pasyantas chakshusham vidvamso manasam prajayamanare tasa evam avijivishmetim pravivesha shrotram. All mantras are same, except for a couple of words. Similarly, the ears also, they quit for 1 year, came back and asked, how did you survive? The organs pointed out, just as Badiraha. Badiraha means deaf people do. Everything without the ears. Similarly, we also survived without the ears. Then Shrotrendiyam, the ears also got humbled and Pravivesha entered back into the body. And what is the guna of Shrotrendriyam? Sampatva guna. That is, so is the Shrotram understood that the glory sampatvatvam, that sampatvam does not belong to that, it belongs to prana. Mantra 11. Manoha uchakramam tat samvatsaram proshyam agatyo vacham katamashakatam madrite jivitumitim te hochuhom yatamugdaham avidvamso manasaham prananta pranena vadanto vacham pashyantas chakshusham shrunvantas shrotrenam prajayamanare tasam evam ajivishmeti pravivesah manaham. Now it is the turn of the mind. It also took a holiday for 1 year and came back and asked, without me, without mind, the intelligence, how did you manage to survive? And the other organs pointed out, they are so many unintelligent people in the world, and they occupy even great positions in country politics everywhere. So mugdaha means mentally retarded people, and avidvamsaha, so uneducated people, even deluded people or mentally retarded people, uneducated people could survive without the help of the mind. As in the sushupti avastha, what happens? Daily we sleep. The sleep shows that even without functioning of mind and intellect, with the help of prana alone, the body survives. No karmendriyam, no jnanendriyam, all the four inner organs, mano, buddhi, chitta, ahankara, none of them are functioning at that time. Mind understood that, and I am also not great, and went back into the body and became one of the ordinary members in the body. So mind is known for what guna? Ayatanatva gunam, abode. Mind thought it is his glory, but really speaking, it is only a borrowed glory for the mind. Mantra 12. Retoha uchakramam tat samvatsaram proshyam agatyo vacham katamahashakatam madhrite jivitumithi te hochuhum yatha klibaham aprajayamana retasam prananta pranenam vadanto vacham pashyantas chakshusham shrunvanta shrotrenam vidvamso manasam evam ajivishmeti pravivesah retaham. Finally, the upasthendriyam also left for 1 year. Proshya means So it is pravasam krutva, going out. Again, agatya, came back, returning. Retaha, the upasthendriyam. And organ of procreation. So it has the glory of what? Prajatitva guna. And it thought without that indriyam, one cannot survive. And the indriyam found, one could survive. Only thing is what? One cannot beget children. In fact, childless people were even happier compared to those with children. Therefore, the people could do everything and they could even get moksha without that indriya. Therefore, upasthendriyam also said that the glory does not belong to me, and it also came back into the body. Thus, all the five organs understood, glory does not belong to any one of them. Now, Pranastone came and Prana said, let me also go out for 1 year. Then what happened? Mantra 13. Ataha pranaha utkramishyan yatha masuhayaha saindhavaha padvishom shankunam sambhuhet evam haiva iman pranan samvavarham samvrihet. Evam haiva iman pranan samvavarham te hochuho ma bhagava utkramihi navai sakshyamaham tvadrithe jivitu mithi tasyome balim kuruteti tateti. When it comes to prana, the Upanishad does not say pranoha uchakrama. Uchakrama, it didn't say that prana quit. In the case of other organs, the Upanishad said they all of them left. And if prana also left the body, the person would be out. Therefore, Upanishad said that the prana was about to leave the body. It didn't, uchakrama it did not use. It used the word utkramishyan. The prana said that was intending to leave. It was getting ready to leave. So utkramishyan means active participabilities. It was intending to leave. Then what? When prana was about to leave the body, the sense organs, all the sense organs found out, they also could not remain in the body without prana. So they were dragged along with prana. They could not remain in the body. For that, there is an example given in the shloka. It seems that a horse was tied to a peg or a pole fixed to the ground, which is called padvisha shankuhu, and it means Pada Bandhana Shankuhu, tying the leg to the pole, Shankhu. So four poles are there and four legs of the horses. They were all tied up to each of the poles. The horse is very powerful. Mahasuhayaha. The horse is very big and powerful horse also. It comes from Saindavaha. Saindavaha means the Sindhu Deshastaha. The Sindhu district or whatever it is we can call. So the horse from Sindh is considered to be most powerful. It cannot be tied to a peg. Even if it is tied, the horse will pull out the peg, the rope, etc., and run off. Here, prana is compared to the Saindavaha Maha Ashva, the horse. And the sense organs are all compared to the pegs, poles. And our physical body is compared to the earth. So when the prana prepared to quit, the pegs in the form of sense organs are dragged from the physical body. The sense organs, they then requested the prana not to leave the body. So powerful is prana. So the sense organs did sashtanga namaskaram to prana and accepted the greatness of prana and requested the prana to remain with the body for some more time. Hey Bhagavaha, ma utkrami. The other organs called the prana as Bhagavan and asked him not to leave the body, ma utkrami. Eyes remaining in the body wanted to see children, grandchildren and all that. So I say, don't leave. The tongue wanted to taste new recipes. It doesn't want to leave new dishes. So the other sense organs also requested the prana not to leave the body. All organs pleaded that prana, that without you, we cannot remain in the body and enjoy the sense objects, sense pleasures, and interact with the world. Therefore, ma utkrami, do not leave the body. And why do we request you like this? Because tvadrute jivitum na shakyamaha. without you, we cannot remain in the body and transact with the world. That is why they all this transplant and all when they do, because transplant the organs, because the very golakams are useless. The golakams are useless. It has to be given to someone else where prana is there. Not, we cannot do a transplantation from one dead body to another dead body. There should be prana in that other body. Therefore, tasyavu me balim kuruta iti. Now prana says, you then worship me then. Because if you, all your glories are my glory. Now worship me then. So it says, accept my superiority as your master and may you glorify me. Balim kuruta, archanam kuruta, pujam kuruta. Do pujas, do worship me. Then all the sense organs accepted prana as the master and they glorified prana. Shloka 14. Sahavagu vacham yadva aham vasishtasmi tvam tad vasishto siti yadva aham pratishtasmi tvam tad pratishto siti chakshuho yadva aham sampadasmi tvam tad sampatasiti shrotram yadva aham ayatanamasmi tvam tad ayatanamasiti manaham yadva aham prajatirasmim tvam tat prajatirasitim prajatihi asi iti retaha tasyome kimannam kimvasa itim yaditam kincham ashvabhya a krimibhyaham a kita patangepyaham tattenam apovasa iti nahava asyam anannam jagdam bhavati nanannam pratigrihitam ya eva metat anasya annam vedam tad vidvamsah shrotriyam ashishyantah achamantim ashitva achamantim etameva tatem anam anagnam kurvantah manyante iti prathamam brahmana of this chapter, first brahmana. So the prana asked all the organs to praise and each organ praises prana. The first praise was from what? Which indriyam? Vagindriyam. Vagu vacha. And what was the praise? Yat aham vasishta asmi tat vasishta asi. If I am vasishta gunavan, now that guna is not mine. You alone are vasishta gunavan. If I am the Vasishta Gunavan, the Vasishta Guna of mine does not belong to me, but it belongs to you, the prana. So says the Vagindriya. Then, yadva aham pratishtasmi tvam tat pratishtositi chakshuho. The Chakshurindriyam, the eyes, they glorified prana by saying, if I am pratishtatva Gunavan, now that glory belongs to you only. Similarly, we have to extend for each organ. Shrotram said, the sampatva guna I enjoy belongs to prana. And mind handed over ayatanatva guna to prana. And the upasthendriyas, the progenitive organs, they handed over its prajatitva guna to prana. So prana has got now many gunas, jeshtatvam, shreshtatvam, and 5 more gunas were added. So jeshtatvam, shreshtatvam, vasishtatvam, pratishtatvam, sampatvam, ayatanatvam, prajatitva rupam, sapta guna visishta rupaha pranaha. It got all these glories. So this giving back the glory alone is the glory of prana. There is no separate glory mentioned in the shloka. All the organs giving back the glories to prana is the glory of prana. No separate stuti. So all the gunas of all the organs said, they all belong to prana. So the giving back is a glorification. And we also pray to God that all that I have, all the life with all the blessings are all what? Are your glory only. Therefore, glorification of the Lord is what? Disclaiming my glory and handing over them all to the Lord. That is the blessed glorification of Lord. Whatever glory I have, they are all nothing but your glory only. That Atma Samarpanam everybody should exhibit in bhakti. So Shankaracharya has written a beautiful text called Saundarya Lahari with 100 shlokas. Actually, we had an opportunity to see that long ago. And in the 100th shloka, Acharya says, Pradipa Jwalabhihi Divasakara Neerajana Vidhihi Sudha Sutehe Chandropala Jalalavaihi Argyarachana Swakiyaihi Ambobhihi Salila Nidhi Sauhitya Karanam Twadhiyabhihi Vagbhihi Tavajanani Vacham Stutiriyam. It's a beautiful shloka. He says, I think I have written this wonderful Saundarya Lahari, 100 shlokas glorifying you. It is all ridiculous because you have given me the words. With the very same words, I am offering it back to you. Tera tujuko arpan. He gives an example also. Like the ocean water, the water in the ocean goes up because of sun, becomes cloud, and clouds again offer water back to the ocean. How can the cloud claim glory? How ridiculous it would be, because the cloud itself has got the water drawn from the ocean. And in the form of rain, it again gives back to the same ocean. An wonderful example. Similarly, the very fact that I'm able to glorify you is possible because of your glory only. Tvadiyabhihi vagbhihi tavajanani vacham stutiriya. Then Prana asks the question, okay, you do puja to me. Then in the puja, at the end of the puja, you have to offer naivedyam. What is the naivedyam for me? You are going to offer. Kim me annam. What is my food? Kim me vasaha. What is the dress, clothing that you are going to offer to me? Then the sense organs point out that in fact, all the annams of the world are your annam only. So, ashvabhyaham. Akrimibhyaham, akrita patangebhyaham, whether it is a dog's food or whether it is germs, all kinds of, you know, germs, the food for the germs, or whether it is the moth's food, all of them, whatever animal or insect or tree is consuming, all those food really is your food only. So what is the logic? Because prana only resides in all the shariras. One samashti prana alone consumes all food, one total prana. Through varieties of bodies, varieties of shariram, one samashti prana only consumes all the food. Let it be a dog's body, whether it's a worm, whether it's a moth's shariram, doesn't matter. They all get food only through that. Therefore, all annams are your annam only. And what is your dress? The Upanishad says, apaha pasaha. The water that we drink is the dress of prana. Actually, it is a symbolic expression. That achamanam water, when we do achamanam, that achamanam water is the dress to cover the prana. Shankaracharya points out that the water is not the real dress of prana, but it has to be meditated upon as vastram of prana. When we do achamanam, it should be meditated upon as the vastram of prana. It is an upasana and it is not literal. And Shankaracharya says that a prana upasaka, when he does parisheshana, when we take food, he should imagine that let this water be amrita upastaranam or amrita pidanam. And let this water become vastram of prana. He has to imagine like that and then do parisheshanam and consume the food. So, jalasyam prana vastra rupena upasanam or bhavana kartavya. One has to imagine like that, bhavana. Then what is the palam of this upasana? Whatever food one takes or one eats, whether it is allowed in the Shastra or prohibited in the Shastra, all those food will not harm him and will not create papam for him. So prana upasaka, there is nothing like a prohibited food. If one is not a prana upasaka, Shastram prohibits certain foods as tamasa annam, which will give tamoguna. Certain types of food are barred for a Vaidika. If he is a prana upasaka, even if he violates the rules, such violation is not supposed to affect. And once the Upanishad gives this sanction, then people can abuse it. So already without sanction, people are abusing. And if the Shastra said, eat everything, then the problem will be even more. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, this is not a sanction. Prana Upasaka also cannot violate the rules of Ahara Niyama. Whatever Ahara Niyamas are prescribed in the Shastra for other people, they are relevant to the Prana Upasaka also. He cannot violate them. In the name of Prana Upasaka, he cannot take liberty to eat anything. All the Acharyas cautioned that Shastra prescribed discipline to everyone, Ahara Niyama. It is difficult to follow. We always want to violate. Wait for some excuse or the other to violate the discipline. In Bhajagovindam, there is a shloka which is used by many people to argue on all these things. Yogaratova, bokaratova, sangaratova, sangavihinaha, yasya brahmani ramate chittam, nandati nandati nandatyeva. If one's mind is in the Lord or in Brahman, whatever one does not matter. Whatever one does not matter. There are so many great shlokas in Bhajagovindam. People don't quote any of those. They don't even see any of them, but they take this shloka. Whatever one does not matter. In the Bhagavad Gita also there is one shloka. So, sarvata vartamanopi sayogi mayi vartate. If there is a jnani, he always abides in me, whatever be his lifestyle, whatever be his lifestyle people take. So, such lines can be abused. In such places, Acharya comes and he wants that they should not be literally taken. It is only stuti, glorification. It is not that prana upasaka can take or eat everything, and it is not literally true also. And the Shastra statement should be taken as only arthavada. Shankaracharya gives an interesting argument also for that. He says, in the name of prana upasana, if I can take the food of all the pranis, whatever a dog or a pig or cow, etc., they all eat, one can eat all of them also. So he says, some of the insects, they live in poison. For them, poison is food. But for the human being, it is poison. And can a prana upasaka consume poison? Because every food is his food also. He has to avoid it. Certain types of food, which are food for other beings, are poison for human body. And in the same way, certain food, which are nishiddham, are papakaram, will certainly produce papam even for a prana upasaka. Therefore, na anannam parigrihitam should be taken as prana upasana stutihi. And it is arthavada, and no one should violate ahara niyama. So Acharya establishes that. So next part is apaha vasaha. The Upanishad explains further in the last few lines that Vidvamsaha, Shrotriyaha, Asishyantaha, Achamanti. That is why all the prana upasakas do achamanam before taking food. Before eating food, they have to do achamanam, which means sipping water with a particular mantra. It is done after completion of eating also. So, Ashitvam, Achamanti. What is the purpose? To give dress to the prana. First achamanam perhaps can be taken as the lower dress, and the second achamanam can be taken as the angavastram, the upper cloth. And if achamanam is not done, the prana will remain ungarmented. So the Upanishad says, yetameva tad anam anagnam kurvantaha. Anam means pranam, the vital air, pranam. Therefore, pranam anagnam kurvantaha. They dress up the prana by achamanam. Without that, prana will remain nagnaha. Thus, pranasya annam was mentioned as vasaha. Vastram as mentioned first, and vasaha, the clothing, was also mentioned through apaha. With this, the first brahmanam is over. Now, the main topic is what? சப்த குண விசிஷ்ட பிராண ரூபேண ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்ப உபாசனம். தட் இஸ் த டாபிக், சப்த குண விசிஷ்ட பிராண ரூபேண ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்ப உபாசனம். அண்ட் திஸ் பிராமணன் இஸ் கால்ட் பிராண சம்வாத பிராமணம், பிகாஸ் வி கெட் அ ஸ்டோரி இன் விச் தேர் இஸ் அ டயலாக். சம்வாதம் இஸ் அ டயலாக், சம்வாதா பிட்வீன் பிராண அண்ட் அதர் ஆர்கன்ஸ். அண்ட் ஆஸ் வி செட் பிஃபோர், திஸ் பிராமணம் ஆர் திஸ் டாபிக் இஸ் தேர் ஆல்மோஸ்ட் இன் த சேம் ஃபார்ம் இன் த ஃபஸ்ட் செக்ஷன் ஆஃப் த ஃபிஃப்த் சாப்டர் ஆஃப் சாந்தோக்ய. தட் வி ஹவ் சீன் ஆல்ரெடி, தி ஸ்டோரி ஆல்சோ வி ஹவ் சீன் அட் தட் டைம் இஃப் யூ ரிமெம்பர். Now let us enter the second Brahmanam mantra 6.2.1. Shweta Keturhava Aruneyaha Panchalanam Parishadamajagamam Sa Ajagamam Jaivalim Pravahanam Paricharayamanam Tamudikshyam Abhyuvadam Kumara Iti சபோ இதி பிரதிசுஸ்ராவம் அனுசிஷ்டோன் வசீம் த்ரேதி ஓமிதி ஹோ வாச்சம். ஸோ அஸ் ஐ டோல்ட் ஏர்லியர், தி நம்பர் 3 நெக்ஸ்ட் டு தட் லெட்டர் மீன்ஸ் வி ஹவ் டு எக்ஸ்டெண்ட் இட் ஃபார் இட்ஸ் ப்ளுதம், எக்ஸ்டெண்ட் இட் 3 மாத்ரா காலம் வென் தர் இஸ் நம்பர் 3. ஸோ இன் தி செகண்ட் செக்ஷன் வி கெட் அனதர் உபாசனா, இட் இஸ் கால்டு பஞ்சாக்னி உபாசனா ஆர் பஞ்சாக்னி வித்யா. This topic is also a repetition of the third section of the fifth chapter of Chandogya Upanishad. As an introduction to the teaching, we get a story in the form of a dialogue between the teacher. Who is the teacher here? Pravahana Jaivalihi. He is a Kshatriya, a king, and a Brahmana student called Shvetaketu. They both are introduced here. This is a unique aspect because normally Brahmanas, they enjoy the status of a teacher. And even according to Varnashrama Dharma, Brahmana alone played the role of a teacher. Adhyayanam and Adhyapanam, learning the Vedas and teaching. That is Brahmana's kartavyam, his duty. And even archery, warfare, the teacher was a Brahmana. Dronacharya was a Brahmana. And the student was a Kshatriya. And Brahmana has got right to teach warfare, but he cannot fight. Therefore, generally, Brahmana is Guru, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, they are all Sishyas. But here we find there is a reversal. And a Kshatriya king, he is the Guru, and the Brahmana Sishya, student. So Shvetaketu approaches Pravahana Jaivalim, who is the king of Panchala Desha, from where alone Panchali came. So Parishada means he entered the assembly of Pravahana Jaivali. And at that time, the king had many attendants serving him. So he was relaxing. So Paricharayamanam Pravahanam Jaivalim Ajagama. We will only see the essence of the mantra and not go into the detailed word by word meaning for all the story type of mantras. Then Pravahana Jaivali, seeing Shvetaketu, addressed him, "Hey Kumara," indicating that Shvetaketu was a small boy who is Aruneyaha. Shvetaketu's father is Arunihi. He is the grandson of Aruna Rishi. So Arunasya Putraha Arunihi, Arunasya Pautraha Aruneyaha, grandson of Aruna Rishi is Shvetaketu. And when did Shvetaketu approach him? After completing his studies under his father, Gurukulavasa, with his own father, completed Gurukulavasa. Maybe he may be in the teens, perhaps. So called a Kumara, similar to Nachiketas, perhaps. And he had Vidya Garva also. And his father had two names, actually. One is Arunihi, another is Gautamaha. So this student, Shvetaketu, was arrogant. He had Vidya Garva. We see a similar situation in Chandogya 6th chapter also. Remember Tattvamasi, teaching given by his father to Shvetaketu. There also he goes to one guru and comes back. And same Shvetaketu or some other Shvetaketu, we don't know. But the name is like this. So after completing the education, he comes back. Shvetaketu comes back. So his father asked a question. did you ask for self-knowledge? He says, I don't think my teacher knew. That is the case there earlier. That is called arrogance. So self-knowledge can be given only if it is asked for. Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. And another thing also, na aprishtaha kaschetit bruyat. Aprishtaha, it's not asked. So don't tell if it is not asked. And here Shvetaketu had not asked for it. And in the sixth chapter of Chandogya also, Shvetaketu was arrogant. Here also comes with arrogance, Shvetaketu. He showed not by words, but by bhavana and behavior. Therefore, Pravahana Jaivali addressed him Kumara. Then in reply, Shvetaketu said, Saha boho iti prati shushrava. Yes, your highness. And Jaivali asked him back, Anusishtaha asi pitra iti. Oh, have you been educated by your father? Then Shvetaketu, with all arrogance, Om itiha uvacha. Yes, I have been taught. I am master of everything. There's nothing I do not know. We have to add all this to add spice to the story. Then Jaivali asked 5 questions to Shvetaketu. Then we will know the position of Shvetaketu when the questions are asked to him. Let us read the next mantra, 6.2.2. Veta yatema prajaha prayatyaham vipratipadhyanta iti netiho vacham veto yatemam lokam punarapatyanta iti netiho vacham veto yatasav lokaham evam bahubihi punapuna prayatbihi na sampuryata iti netihaivo vacham Veto yatithyam, ahutyam, hutayam, apaha, purushavacho, bhutvam, samuttaya vadanti, iti, netihaivo vacham, veto devayanasyava pataham, pratipadam, pitriyanasyava, yat krutva devayanam va panthanam, pratipadhyante, pitriyanam va apihi na rishir vachaha, Shrutam dve shruti ashrunavam pitrunam aham devanam utamartyanam tabhyam idam vishvam yejat sametim edantara pitaram matarancha iti nahamata ekanchana vedeti ho vacham. So Pravahana Jaivali, the Kshatriya, asked 5 questions to Shvetaketu. And Shvetaketu was not able to answer any one of them. All 5 questions are the same as in the Chandogya Upanishad Panjagni Vidya portion, but the wordings are not same, but here also the order is same. The first question is, Veta yate maha prajaha prayatyaha vipratipadyanta iti. The plutam indicates the question. Do you know the various paths by which the jiva travels after death? That is about marana anantara gatihi. And Shvetaketu replied, Nayiti kovacha. I do not know. Then second question is, Veto yatemam lokam punarapadhyanta iti. Do you know how the jivas come back to this loka? So the route of going is one question, and the root of coming back is another question. Then the third question is, Veto yatasa lokaha evam bahubihi punapunaha prayatbihi na sampuryata iti. Do you know how the higher lokas are not overpopulated? Again and again people go. Again answer is, I don't know. Then the fourth question is a technical question, and this alone leads to Panchagni Vidya. This is the main question. Others are only secondary questions. And what is the fourth question now? Veto yatithyam ahutyam kutayam apaha purusha vacho samuttaya vadanti iti. In fact, to understand the question, we have to study the answer first. Therefore, we will rearrange the question for our understanding. So the question is, how do the jivas come to this world after coming through various stages? Or in other words, ఆఫ్టర్ పాసింగ్ త్రూ హౌ మెనీ స్టేజెస్ డూ ద జీవా కమ్ బ్యాక్ టు మనుష్య లోకా అగైన్. ది ఐడియా ఇస్ వాట్ ఆఫ్టర్ డెత్ వి సే ద జీవా విత్ సూక్ష్మ శరీర ట్రావెల్స్. దిస్ వి టెల్ ఆల్ ది టైమ్, రైట్? ఆఫ్టర్ డెత్ ద జీవా ట్రావెల్స్ విత్ ద సూక్ష్మ శరీర వాసనా సండాల్ ఆర్ విత్ దాట్ అండ్ కమ్స్ బ్యాక్ అండ్ టేక్ ఫ్రెష్ బర్త్. So this travel and arrival is presented here in 5 stages. And the 5 stages, whether Shvetaketu knows or not, Jaivali wanted to find out. And that is, this is the main question of this Brahmana. And the 5th and the final question is, Veto Devayanasya va pataham pratipadam prithriyanasya va. What are the sadhanas that leads to Devayana or Shuklagati? This Devayana, this term is also familiar to us. And Pitriyana means otherwise called Krishnagati. So this topic also we not new, because in Muntaka Upanishad we already saw that. We have seen it in Taittiriya, we have seen the 8th chapter of Gita in all those places. So we have also seen the sadhanas. That is, mere rituals will take a person through Krishnagati. Rituals mixed with meditation will lead through Shuklagati. So Shuklagati, all that we have seen. So Kevala Karma, Krishnagati. So sadhanam and upasana sahita karma is shuklagati sadhanam. So this is the answer. In fact, all the 5 questions we know already, because we have already seen it in Chandogya. But some more interesting details are given here, which we will see later. And Devayana and Pitriyanam themselves are further explained by Jaivali. Yat krutva Devayanam va panthanam pratipadyante Pitriyanam va. In support of these 2 paths, what are the 2 paths? Devayana and Pitriyana. Jaivali quotes a Rig Mantra also, Rigveda Mantra. He does not say it as a Rig Mantra. He says that these paths are not invented by me, but the rishis themselves have talked about these 2 paths already. He gives the quotation of the rishis. And the rishi says, Aham dve sriti ashranamam. Ashranamam. Here Shruti means Margaha. So taken by whom? Martyanam. Both are taken by humans. So Martyanam Dve Shruti Ashranamam. So because animals cannot go through Shuklagati or Krishnagati. Why? Because animals do not practice karma. And where is the question of karma? Upasana Samuchaya. Karma means it does action by reflex. Not intentionally, doesn't plan to do an action. So only manushyas can take any of those 2 gadis, which are Pitrunam Shrutim, Devanam Shruti. So Pitriyanam and Devayanam. And what are the things to be noted here? In Bhagavad Gita, the words used are Krishnagati and Shuklagati, but here Krishnagati is called Pitriyanam and Shuklagati is called Devayanam. So Tabhyamidam Vishvam Ejat Sameti. That is the question. So the entire world, the entire humanity will have to travel through these 2 paths generally. And this is not exactly true, because entire humanity will not go through these 2 paths. Because those who do not follow either karma or upasana, there is a 3rd path. This is Tritiyam Padam as per Chandogya. Even by doing Nitya Naimittika Karma, without any upasana, one will get Krishnagati, and Veda expects a person to do minimum Nitya Naimitika Karma. Even all these big other rituals are not done, at least one should do, these are all dutiful karma, Nitya Naimitika Karmas. Assuming this, the Upanishad says, Tabhyam Margabhyam Yetat Idam Vishvam Sameti. Sameti means samsarati, travels. And these 2 paths, they exist where? Yatim antara pitaram matarancha. They exist between pita, means the heaven, and mata, the earth. Pita here is not father, mata is not mother. So dyava prithivyav, between heaven and earth, these margas are there. Between higher lokas and lower lokas, connecting earth and the heaven. Earth is the starting point and heaven is the ending point. So between the starting and the ending points, that is this marga, iti. And what is the response of Shvetaketu? Like a deflated balloon, he says, na aham atha ekam cha na veda. I do not know the answer for any of the five questions. Then what happened? mantra 6.2.3. Athainam vasatyam upamantrayan chakre anadritya vasatim kumaraham pradudravam sa ajagama pitaram tamho vacham kiti vava kila no bhavan puranusishtan avocha yitim katam sumedha yitim panchama prashnan rajanya bandur aprakshit tato naikanchana vedetim katameta yitim ima yitiham pratikan yudha jakaram. When Svetaketu expressed his inability to answer, Jaivali said, it's okay. You can study from someone or the other, but now you have come to me as my guest. Please go to my guest house. I will give you annam. Because remember, he has come primarily as an atithi and not as a student yet. So taking him as an atithi, so vastyam upa mantrayam chakre. Jaivali honored Svetaketu even though he was a young boy. But do you think that Svetaketu can go and stay? Because he was so insulted. His ego was pricked. And the insult has in fact turned into anger. In fact, Jaivali did not want to insult him at all. Because of his attitude, it became an insult. Therefore, he was angry with his father. All because of him. He didn't teach me completely. So with anger, so Pratudrava, he ran back to his father. He questioned the father angrily. So Ajagama Pitaram Tamha Uvacha Iti Vava Kilam No Bhavan Pura Anusishtana Vacha Iti. Didn't you not tell that we have completed our study? Why have you not taught everything in full to me? He asked his father. The father understood that there is some problem. So he asked the question, Katam Sumedha Iti. Oh, intelligent one, even though he was angry, he calls him an intelligent child. Oh, intelligent one, how come you are upset? Katam Dukkitahasi. That we have to supply. What happened? Then he said, Panchama Prashnan Rajanya Banduhu Aprakshit. He was angry with the Raja also and said, instead of the Raja, he called him Rajanya Banduhu. He is only a Raja for namesake. Namke Vaste Raja and not a real Raja. Pseudo king. Really, he is a real king and knowledgeable king also. But because he could not answer, he says Rajanya Banduhu. Similarly, if a Brahmana is only a Brahmana by birth, and if he does not have any Brahmana karma or guna, and merely Brahmana by birth, he is only a Brahma Banduhu only. So Banduhu is a degrading expression. One is only a pseudo Brahmana, Namke Vaste Brahmana. Similarly, Rajanya Banduhu, Aprakshit. And what was my position? Tato Nai Kanchana Veda. I did not know any answer. I did not understand even the questions, let alone answering them. Then the father asked him, what are the questions? Kathame iti. Ime iti hem. So pratiham udajahara. The Upanishad does not repeat the question. It says he enumerated all the 5 questions to his father, Aruni, Argautama. Then we get a peculiar situation and the father, what does the father say now? The next shloka. Saho vacham tatha nastvam tata janitaha yatha yadaham kincha vedam sarvamaham tattu bamavocham prehitu tatra pratityam brahmacharyam patsyavayiti bhavanevam gacchatviti sa ajagama gautamaham yatra pravahanasya Jaivale rasam tasmam asanam ahrityam udakam udakam aharayam chakaram atahasma argyam chakaram tamho vacham varam bhagavate gautamaya dadmayiti. So the father Gautama consoles his son Svetaketu and says, yadaham kincha veda sarvamaham tatubam avocham. Really, I have taught you everything that I knew. And if you are not able to answer the 5 questions, it is because I have not taught you those. And I have not taught you those because I myself don't know. And it is not a big crisis or anything. Many things we do not know in life. Now we can add 5 more to that list. We need not feel bad about it. Therefore, prehitu tatra pratitya. You come along with me and let us go both of us together to the Lord, to the King. Brahmacharyam vatsva vatsyava. Let us have Gurukula Vasam there together with the King. Here the word brahmacharya means let us both become brahmacharis. What does it mean? Who says? Gautama, the father, says. So one may wonder, Shweta Ketu can be a brahmachari because he's a student, not married. How can Gautama, the father, can be a brahmachari? So from this it is clear, brahmachari does not mean an unmarried person. It means a Vedic student. So Brahma adhyayanartham charati, gurukula vasam cha. So here Brahma means Vedaha. So Veda adhyayanaya, the lifestyle one leads, this is called brahmacharya. And the one who leads such a life is a brahmachari. But generally, according to Varnashrama Dharma, Veda was studied before marriage. And therefore, by extension, we call a brahmachari as an unmarried person. So brahmacharyam vatsyava. May we take Gurukula Vasam. And then the son is still not normal because he's still angry. His ego has been hurt, humbled. So still angry with his father. So even though father has not done anything wrong, and like any other boy, you know, he says to his father, Bhavan eva gachatu iti. You go, I don't want to come. So father understood that his son would be like this for some more time, and he decided to learn from the king and teach his son later. With that consolation, Gautama and Arunim, so Arunasya putraha, son of Aruna, goes to Pravahanasya Jaivalehe Asa. So sixth case should be changed to first case. So Pravahanaha Jaivalehi Asan. Where the king was present, he went there. And what the king did? Tasma asanam akhrityam udakam aharayan chakara. How to treat a guest shown. The king offered him seat and water to drink. It was symbolic and practical also, since those days all travel was on foot for a long distance and all. And ataha asma argyam chakara. Argyam means offering water for washing the hands, feet, and all that drinking. So that is why in Shodasopachara Puja also, asanam, the seat, argyam, padyam, all those things are given. Washing, achamaniyam, to drink. So these are all for human beings, also to the devatas. Here argyam means offering. So Shankaracharya says the king asked his attendants to do everything to Aruni. Then the king asked, Tamha uvacha varam bhagavate gautamaya tadma iti. We are offering any gifts that you want, we'll give you. In those days, brahmanas did not earn any money. Not supposed to keep money also for future. Whatever money comes from priestly job, with that they have to survive. So the birds, brahmanas, they had to live from hand to mouth only always. Because once money comes, knowledge goes away. Lakshmi and Saraswati often do not coexist most of the time. Simply living and high thinking. Simple living and high thinking was their philosophy. So therefore, brahmanas had to voluntarily invite poverty. Simple life. Therefore, whenever they had unexpected extra expenditure, they had only one source and they go to the king and ask for financial help. The kings were the banks for brahmanas and the king used to help them also. So whenever a brahmana comes to the king knew what the brahmana wanted. Therefore, immediately, Pravahana Jaivali says with respect, Bhagavan Gautama, I will offer you any gift, any dakshina you want. Then what happened? Mantra 5. Sahovacham pratignato mayesha varaha yamtu kumarasyante vacham abashataham tamme bruhiti. Always the king gives boons and get into trouble. We found in Kathopanishad also, Nachiketas asked for 3 boons. Yamadharmaraja did not want to give self-knowledge that easily. But because he had given the boons, he had to give self-knowledge to Nachiketas. Here also Gautama jumps and says, O king, you have given me your word. In those days, giving a word means it had to be protected. So Gautama says, Pratignataha, Yesha varaha. You have given me the pratignya. The varam I ask is కుమారస్య అంతేవాసం అభాషత. టు మై సన్ శ్వేతకేతు, యూ హ్యాడ్ ఆస్క్డ్ 5 క్వశ్చన్స్ రిగార్డింగ్ 5 టాపిక్స్. తాం మే బ్రూహి, మే యూ టెల్ మీ అబౌట్ దోస్ 5 టాపిక్స్ టు మీ ఆల్సో. మంత్ర 6. ఐ విల్ టేక్ ఓన్లీ 1 మినిట్. సహోవాచ దైవేషు వై గౌతమ తద్వరేషు మానుషాణాం బ్రూహీతి. జైవలి గివ్స్ ద సేమ్ ఆన్సర్ ఆ సింహధర్మరాజా గేవ్ టు నచికేతస్. దేవైరత్రాపి వితికిత్సితం కిలం నహి సువిజ్ఞేయం అణురేషు అణురేష ధర్మ అన్యం వరం నచికేతో వృణీష్వ మామో పరోతు సీరతి మా సృజైనం. హీ గేవ్ ద సేమ్ ఆన్సర్ టు నచికేతస్. ద కింగ్ బిలాంగ్స్ ఓన్లీ దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్ బిలాంగ్స్ ఓన్లీ టు ది గాడ్స్ and manushya should not ask for this. If jaivali a manushya can know this, why not gautama? Therefore you ask, so the jaivali raja tells the gautama, you ask only those boons which manushyas can ask. Therefore he says tat daiveshu vareshu ekaha bhavati. The varam that you ask should be asked by only devas and not by manushyas. Therefore I suggest you change your boon. And manushanam varam bruhi, may you ask such a boon which is natural to human beings, like asking for wealth, money, children, dress, house, pets, cow, elephants, all those vehicles. So he jaivali asked Gautama to ask such a varam. We will see what Gautama asked in the next class. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah తస్య ప్రకృతి లీనస్య పరసమహేశ్వర శ్రీకృష్ణార్పణమస్తు.